7, exposure. In the same Psalm 22, where Messiah is speaking about his hands and his feet having been pierced, he says in verse 17, I may tell all my bones. The Romans, when they crucified, they put away all the clothes of the punished one. But of course in Israel, it was particular. The Jews, the Orthodox religious Jews would not accept a man exposed publicly to nakedness. So the minimum was covered, but mostly of the body was exposed. So the crucified, looking at his body, he could count his bones. He could see his bones. I may tell all my bones. Hints to the exposure of the crucified one. Then 8, dislocation of joints. Here the Lord says at the cross, I'm poured out like water and all my bones are out of joint. And it is absolutely clear, under the weight of the crucified, the joints are normally pitting out. All my bones are out of joint. You see, the crucifixion is even in details explained by prophecy, presented by prophecy. 9, sweet. Under the heat of the oriental sun, the sweet of a crucified one normally broke out in streams. And Psalm 22, verse 14 says, I am poured out like water. And for very obvious medical reasons, a crucified one gets an incredible thirst. Psalm 22, verse 15, Messiah says, my strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death. Sometimes, Roman soldiers, when they felt pity with a criminal that was crucified, they gave him drugs, like opium, just to help in these incredible pains. And this happened in the case of the Lord Jesus. They offered him drugs, as we can read in Matthew 27, 32-35, 45-48. And this is prophesied in another messianic psalm, Psalm 69:21. The Messiah says, they gave me also gall for my meat. And this Hebrew word gall is a very large term that can express poison, drugs. They gave me, or they offered me, you can also translate, gall for my meat. But in Matthew 27, you read that the Lord did not accept. He didn't want this help against pains. He wanted to be the one that should be judged by God during the dark hours of the cross because of our sins, without a help of opium. So this is not a hint that we should not have any help when we get pains. We can be thankful that in medical science the advancements are really amazing, just in this field, to help in pains, even without touching the consciousness. It's really amazing what is possible by a very precise dosage. But this is different. The Lord didn't want, when he went to the cross in order to die for our sins. But you see, the second a poetical line says, "And in my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink." And again, in Matthew 27, we read that when they gave only vinegar to the Lord, he accepted. So this is prophecy 12. They gave me vinegar to drink. There is a little difference between these two lines, because the Hebrew text translated here in the King James Version by "they gave me also gall for my meat," the Hebrew text says that they offered him, but he did not accept. But the second line, "and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink," the Hebrew text is clear that they really gave him so that he accepted. You see the precision of prophecy, which is not obvious now in the King James Version, but in the original, it is. 13. No bone broken. Psalm 34, verse 20. He, the Lord God, keepeth all my bones. Not one of them is broken. It could be that Roman soldiers, when they felt pity with the criminal that was crucified, that they broke his bones with huge hammers. And then the crucified one could no more stand on the nails in his feet in order to take breath, to fill the lungs. After 3 minutes, he was just dead. And in the case of these two criminals, having been crucified together with the Lord Jesus, it was not because of pity, but because of Jewish law. Crucified ones should not be left on the cross for the night, and especially not for a Sabbath night. And so the Jewish leaders wanted them to be put off. And so they destroyed the bones of these criminals. And then when they come to the Lord Jesus, they realized he was already dead, and they didn't destroy his bones. So the prophecy had been fulfilled. 14. There was a mysterious darkness on the cross. The Lord was on the cross, was crucified at 9 a.m., but at 12, at noon, a mysterious darkness arrived on the, over the land up to 3 o'clock p.m. when the Lord Jesus died. And this darkness is prophesied in Isaiah 50, verse 3, where God says, just before presenting the suffering servant of the Lord, "I close the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering." And even in Psalm 22, you have the hint in verse 1 and 2. Messiah says, as the Lord Jesus at the end of crucifixion cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from my salvation and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I pray in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night seasons, and there is no silence to me. So the crucified would be during daytime and during night season at the cross. It was such. 3 hours of daytime and 3 hours of darkness. Now, what about this darkness? It cannot be a solar eclipse. Why not? Because it was Passover, and Passover is always around full moon. There, no solar eclipse can occur. And by the way, a solar eclipse could bring darkness up to 3 minutes, but not 3 hours. But there was a darkness. And we have even a testimony outside the Bible from the Samaritan historian Tullus, who lived around 52 AD, which testified to the darkness then at the cross. So there was a divine intervention, that was observed by believers and non-believers, but we have a difficulty to explain what it was and why this darkness.